It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop, a place where you can call in 740-383-9944 and sell your tchotchkes if you care to. We're getting to the time of the year where this may start to pick up a little bit. We've been very, very quiet during the not only the winter, but also the COVID problems. And I don't want to encourage you to get out there maskless and start selling your tchotchkes face-to-face to people. But if you have some things you're interested in selling and you don't mind using some caution, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'll put them on the air for you. Maybe what we ask you to do is call us, tell us what you have to sell or what type of event you want us to mention, give us your phone number, and we'll put it on the air, and hopefully we'll get somebody that will hear it and give you a call, and maybe you can sell some of those tchotchkes, or maybe you can advertise, you know, a bazaar or a some sort of event that you're going to hold at your church or something like that. Any nonprofit organization will be more than happy to put that on as well. I'm not expecting a whole lot. So not yet, quite yet. As of next Tuesday, I will have my second shot, and I would say that there'll be close to 15% of the people in the United States will have their second shot in, and hopefully we'll be able to start getting back a little bit to normal if our spring break doesn't get crazy and we don't spread the disease again like we did every time we have a holiday. And I'm not going out until I'm real comfortable. And it was kind of fun to listen to, I think it was Dr. Fauci that says it would be okay for grandparents who have had two shots, and it takes about 2 weeks after the second shot before it's fully effective, but it would be okay for you to go see your grandkids, even though your grandkids, probably if your grandkids will not have had shots yet, but he says, go say hi to him. And my wife is very much looking forward to that. I don't mind saying hi to him on the phone or on talk, face page or whatever it's called. I kind of like doing that. Then I don't have to worry about taking him out to dinner, which costs a fortune when you have to take your seven grandkids out to dinner. Anyway, talking about kids. We're going to read three different very short stories in the next 45 minutes. And then I hope, if you have any of the little guys hanging around your house, little guys or little girls hanging around your house, you might pull them up to the radio and we'll read them three short stories. The first one is by a favorite of kids' stories, a person who wrote a lot of them, Hans Christian Andersen. Okay, well, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone and see what we have going on. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm good. How can we help you?
Well, I got a friend of mine. He's got a kitchen table for sale. I'm putting on for him.
Okay, let me get my little pencil ready, and we'll take down the information. Okay, give me what you got.
Kitchen table and chairs. And I'll give his phone number. If anybody wants to know anything about it, they can give him a call.
Now, are there four chairs, or do you know?
I think there's at least four chairs. Okay. I don't know if there's more than that or not, but okay. he'll tell them.
Do you know if it's wooden or if it's something other than wood?
I believe it's wood.
Okay. All right. And the phone number?
His phone number is
740-714-0464.
He can tell them more about it.
0464. Okay, let me read this back to you. A kitchen table with chairs, and you're not sure, but it probably has at least four chairs. You think it's wooden. 740-914-0464. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll announce it two or three times in this next 45 minutes. Maybe we'll get rid of them for him.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the swap shop.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Our first call of the month to swap shop. Can you still hear me? Yeah, I guess you can. For some reason or other, I can't hear me, so my headphones are not working right. Let me adjust them here. All right. And now that seems to be a little bit better. All right. And hold on. For some reason, I see what happened. I hit a button that I shouldn't have hit. You could still hear me, but I had lowered the volume to my headphones. All right. Here comes another phone call. Let's see what we've got here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, I have a 9x7 carpet for sale, and I only have $20 for it.
What type of carpet is it?
I think it's about 9x7.
9x7, you think? Okay.
Yeah, it's just for a small area, but like for.
Is it indoor or outdoor, or do you know?
Oh, no, it's indoor.
Okay, indoor. So it wouldn't be like a front porch or.
I have a little left. It's all ready to go, but.
Okay.
We're not going to use it anymore.
Okay.
It's nice. In fact, I bought it off a trailer 7 years ago.
Okay. Well, we'll try and get rid of it again. What's the number then?
740.
Yep.
361.
361. Give me the last four numbers.
8362.
8362. Let me read this back to you. You have a carpet for sale. It's an indoor carpet. It looks to be roughly 9x7. The phone number is 740-361-8361. Do we have it?
Yeah, it's brown. It's brown in color.
It's what? Dark?
It's brown.
Brown. Okay. Let me put that down here. Brown. All right.
Okay.
We'll try to get rid of that for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop, and we're on the move. People are starting to get ready for spring. Yeah, I am too. Anyway, let me flip this back over. I had to have a note to write on. We have a kitchen table and chairs. He thinks it's wood, made out of wood. If you're interested in that, and he thinks there are four chairs that go with it, 740-914-0464. I think he said $20. I think that's what he said. Or maybe it was $20 for the carpet. I should have written it down. Anyway, cheap. We're going to say very inexpensive. The carpet, 9x7, indoor, brown, 740-361-8362. And I'm sure you can pick that one up at a really good price. All of these things are going to be very low in their price, right? Of course they are. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. And, oh, got another phone call, so we're getting hot today. All right. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Ben, I think you got my number wrong on the carpet.
Okay, what was it again?
740-361. 0362.
Okay, I wrote down 8. Yes, I did.
And I blew out $20 off that. The other gentleman didn't have a price because it wasn't his.
Okay. You were, how much did you want on it?
The carpet? The carpet, $20.
Okay.
So off the river.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. We will announce that again to make sure we get people straight.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, every once in a while, on my headphones, I don't hear it right. And so, therefore, I played it wrong or said it wrong. That carpet that the gentleman wants for $20, it's brown. It's 9x7. It's indoor carpet. 740-361-0362. Don't call the number I gave you the first time. It's 740-361-0362. Very good. All right. Any other calls here to Swap Shop? 740-383-9944. We're selling stuff today. Let's roll. All right. All right, let me, while we're waiting for another phone call, let me, and if a phone call comes in while I'm reading the story, I'm going to put you on hold to finish the story, and then I'll pick it up. So don't worry about it. You can call in. All right. This is by Hans Christian Andersen, and it's called The Proud Little Apple Blossom. It was the month of May, but the wind still blew cool, for the sun was not yet quite ready to shed his warmest rays on the waiting earth. Yet some of the birds had come, and more were on their way, and many beautiful blossoms were already showing their pink and white blooms. So that from the bush and the tree, field and flower came, and glad they cried out, "Spring is here! Spring is here!" Now it happened that a young princess rode by a beautiful orchard in full bloom, and she stopped to pick a branch of the apple blossoms to take to her palace. All who saw the apple blossom praised its beauty and fragrance, until the blossom became proud and thought that beauty was the only valuable thing in the world. But as the apple blossom looked out upon the field, she thought, "Not all of the plants are rich and beautiful as I am. Some seem poor and plain." And she noticed a little common yellow flower, which seemed to lift up its sunny head and grow everywhere. The apple blossom said to the plain little flower, "What's your name?" "I'm called Dandelion," replied the little flower. "Poor little plant," she said to the apple blossom. "It's not your fault. But how sad you must feel to be so plain and to bear such an ugly name." Before the little plant could reply, a little light sunbeam came dancing through and said, "I see no ugly flowers. They are all beautiful like me." And he kissed the apple blossom. But he stooped low and lingered long to kiss the little yellow dandelion in the field. And then some little children came tripping across the field. The youngest laughed when they saw the dandelions, and they kissed them with delight. The older children made wreaths and dainty chains of them. They picked carefully those that had gone to seed and tried to blow the feathery down off with a breath, making joyous wishes. "Do you see," said the sunbeam, "the beauty of the dandelion?" "Only the children are beautiful," said the proud apple blossom. And by, an old woman came into the field. She gathered the roots of the dandelions, out of which she made tea for the sick. And she sold others for money to buy milk for the children. "But beauty is better than this," still said the proud little apple blossom. Just then the princess came along. In her hand she carried something that seemed like a beautiful flower. She covered it carefully from the wind. "What do you think this was?" "I was the feathery crown of the dandelion." "See," she said, "how beautiful it is. I will paint it with a picture with the apple blossoms." Then the sunbeam kissed the apple blossom, and as he stooped low to kiss the dandelion, the apple blossom blushed with shame. Interesting, right? So you should be proud no matter what you look like, right? Because you are beautiful. You're beautiful to somebody. And I think just about everybody is beautiful to somebody. There have been tales of the elephant man. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but he was beautiful to some people because of his heart and because of his love for life. And we all have idiosyncrasies that make us not as handsome as we'd like to be. But we do find it easier to fall in love with something or someone that is beautiful. And that probably shouldn't be the answer. If you look deeper at somebody or something, you will find there's beauty in just about everyone. So I hope you little kids that happen to pull up next to the radio, I hope you think about that while you're judging your friends. Try not to judge them harshly, right? All right. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Or you might be listening on the worldwide internet, and we welcome you. This is called Swap Shop, and we have a couple of items that people are trying to get rid of. There's a kitchen table with chairs. It's made out of wood. And if you would like to find out about that kitchen table that's going up for sale, 740-914-0464. 740-914-0464. Also, there's a gentleman that has some carpet, some brown carpet for sale. It's indoor carpet. He's got it all rolled up and ready to go. It's about 9 feet by 7 feet. The number there, he wants $20 for that. The number there is 740-361-0362. 740-361-0362. And we have another phone call. Let's go to the phone.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, sir. I got a lot of things I'd like to get rid of today, cell-wise.
We like to keep it down to about four, but go ahead. Give me what.
Okay, well, it's just a conglomeration of old paperwork, pocket knives, straight razors. You name it, I might have something. And my sale is inside, and it's out here at 1037 Bermuda Drive. And my number is 740-3.
Give me that address again one more time.
1037 Bermuda Drive.
Bermuda Drive, okay.
Yes, sir. And my number is
740-740.
Yes,
383-6587. 6587. Okay. Give me a few more things. I only had time to write down razors.
Okay. Pocket knives. Old coins, old paper money, collections of old paperwork from Marion, a lot of Marion memorabilia. Okay. It's just a big bunch of stuff I've collected for 60 years. So.
Now, do you happen to have fractional currency?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, yeah. I saved a piece of a 25-cent piece from the Civil War time, but it was not Confederate. It was a U.S. Mint.
Yeah, it's U.S. paper money. Yes,
and,
sir.
And I gave it to my son when he got married. So
nice.
I had never heard of that sort of thing, but we had it.
Yes, it will collect. I mean, it will gain value, of course, all the time. Usually, you know, paper money wise.
Yeah.
I even have notes, $5 and $10 notes from Marion banks.
Really?
National City Banks back in the, well, actually 1900 on the nose is the dates on them.
Actually printed in Marion?
No, it's print, federal currency is what it is.
Huh.
And different banks of different statures could get that type of money. So
okay, that's kind of interesting. I'd like to see that myself.
You're welcome to come over and do it.
I got your address. Let me read this back to you so make sure I have most of the stuff. Now, you have an inside sale, so people don't have to worry about if it's going to rain this afternoon.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And you have razors and pocket knives and money and currency, and you live at 1037 Bermuda Drive, 740-383-6587.
That's correct, and my name's Big Al.
Big Al. Okay, we'll write that down, too. That'll make it a lot easier. All they have to do is call and say, hey, Big Al, what you got?
That's right, sir.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Big Al, and we'll put that on for you.
What is your name?
I'm Glenn Coble.
Glenn Coble. Okay, Coble, pleased to talk to you, sir. You have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Big Al, that was, and he's got razors and pocket knives and money, you know, all sorts of collectible stuff, money, paper money as well, and it's going to be inside at 1037 Bermuda Drive. Big Al's phone number is 740-383-6587. All right, very good. Getting a little bit more going here on Swap Shop. As the season gets better, we knew it would get better, and I'm guessing that it'll even be better next week. And as people get more and more shots, they feel more comfortable about going out and about. So hopefully we'll be able to give you more people next week. Number here, 740-383-9944. We have three items, and I'll read those to you after we do this second a story about spring. This is a story. It's an Iroquois legend. Both of the last two stories are from Native American stories. This one's called The Elves. The little elves of darkness, so say the old Iroquois grandmother, were wise and mysterious. They dwelt under the earth where were deep forests and broad plains. They were kept captive, all the evil things that wished to injure human beings. All the venomous reptiles, the wicked spiders, and the fearful monsters. Sometimes one of these evil creatures escaped and rushed upward to the bright, pure air and spread its poisonous breath over the living things of the upper world. But such happenings were rare. For the elves of darkness were faithful and strong and did not go willingly to allow the wicked beasts and reptiles to harm the human beings and the growing things. When the night was lighted by the moon's soft rays, the woods of the upper world were sweet and the odor of the spring flowers. Then the elves of darkness left the underworld and began creeping from their holes, held a festival in the woods, and under many a tree where the blades of grass were refusing to grow, the little people danced until rings of green sprang up beneath their feet. And to the festival came the elves of light, among whom were tree elves, flower elves, and fruit elves. They too danced and made merry. But when the moonlight faded away and the day began to break, then the elves of darkness scampered back to their holes and returned once more to the underworld, while the elves of light began their daily tasks. For in the springtime, these little people of light hid in the sheltered places. They listened to the complaints of the seeds that lay uncovered on the ground, and they whispered to the earth until the seeds burst their pods and sent their roots upward to the light. Then the little elves wandered over the fields and through the woods, bidding all growing things a look upon the sun.
The tree elves tended to the trees, unfolding their leaves and feeding their roots with sap from the earth. The flower elves unwrapped their baby buds and tinted the petals of the opening flowers and played with bees and other butterflies. But the busiest of all were the fruit elves. They created care in the spring and were with strawberry plants. When the ground softened from the frost, the fruit elves loosened the earth around each strawberry root, that its shoots may push through the light. They shaped the plants and the leaves and turned its blossom toward the warm sun's rays. They trained its runners and assisted the timid fruit to form. They painted the luscious berries and blades it ripened. And when the first strawberries blushed on the vines, these guardian elves protected them from the evil insects that escaped from the world of darkness underground. And the old Iroquois grandmother tells how once, when the fruit first came to the earth, the evil spirit Hagawadaha stole the strawberry plant and carried it to the gloomy cave where he hid it away. And there it laid until tiny sunbeams pierced the damp mold, and finding the little vine, carried it back to the sunny fields. And ever since then, the strawberry plant has lived and thrived in the fields and the woods. But the fruit elves, fearing lest the evil one should one day steal the vine again, watch day and night over their favorite. And when the strawberries ripen, they give the juicy, fragrant fruit to the Iroquois children as they gather in the spring and look at the flowers in the woods. Nice story for youngsters to hear. Now, the next one is an Ojibwe legend, and we'll read that in a few minutes. And you're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop. We have several things today to swap. We have one gentleman that called in, and he's selling for a friend a kitchen table and chairs. He believes it's made out of wood, and he thinks there are at least four chairs. All these things, I'll guarantee you, are a good price. They are on Swap Shop, so therefore they will be a good price, right? Okay, for the kitchen table, 740-914-0464. And then we have another gentleman that's selling a brown indoor carpet. He thinks it's right around 9 feet by 7 feet. And it's indoor, it's brown. He only wants $20 for that. 740-361-0362. Then we have Big Al. Big Al called, and he's got all sorts of stuff. So if you want it, he's probably got it. So give him a call. He's got pocket knives. He's got razors. He's got money. He's got paper money. He's just got all sorts of collectibles. And he's going to have an indoor sale at 1037 Bermuda. And the phone number is 740-383-6587. Okay, I'll go over all those numbers one last time, or not last time, but one more time. The kitchen table, 740-914-0464. The carpet, 740-361-0362. He only wants $20 for that. And razors, pocket knives, money, cash, you know, that type of thing. All sorts of collectibles. Indoor sale at 1037 Bermuda, 740-383-6587. Say hi to Big Al for me, all right? All right. We will get to our last story right here. This one also for children. All these are children's stories. This one is also a Native American story. From an Ojibwe legend, and it's called Spring Beauty. An old man was sitting in his lodge by the side of a frozen stream. It was the end of winter, and the air was not so cold, and his fire was nearly out. He was old and alone. His locks, oops, I dropped the page, sorry. His locks were white with age, and he trembled in every joint. Day after day passed, and he heard nothing but the sound of the storm sweeping before in it, with its new fallen snow. Sorry about that. One day, while his fire was dying, a handsome young man approached and entered the lodge. His cheeks were red, his eyes were sparkling. He walked with a quick, light step. His forehead was bound with a wreath of sweet grass, and he carried a bunch of fragrant flowers in his hand. "Ah, my son," said the old man, "I am happy to see you. Come in. Tell me your adventures, and what strange lands you have seen. I will tell you my wonderful deeds and what I can perform. You shall do the same, and we will amuse each other." The old man then drew from a bag of curiously wrought pipe. He filled it with a mild tobacco and handed it to his guest. They each smoked from the pipe and then began their stories. "I am Peboan, the spirit of winter," said the old man. "I blow my breath, and the streams stand still. The water becomes stiff and hard as clear stone." "I am Seguin, the spirit of spring," answered the youth. "I breathe, and the flowers spring up in the meadows and the woods." "I shake my locks," said the old man, "and the snow covers the land. The leaves fall from the trees, and my breath blows them away. The birds fly to distant land, and the animals hide themselves in the cold." "I shake my ringlets," said the young man, "and warm showers of soft rain fall upon the earth. The flowers lift their heads from the ground, and the grass grows thick with green. My voice recalls the birds, and they come flying joyfully from Southland. The warmth of my breath unbinds the streams, and they sing the songs of summer. Music fills the groves with whatever I walk, music fills the grove wherever I walk, and all nature rejoices." And while they are talking thus, a wonderful change took place. The sun began to rise. A gentle warmth stole over the place. Peboan and the spirit of winter became silent. His head drooped, and the snow outside the lodge melted away. Seguin, the spirit of spring, grew more radiant and rose joyfully to his feet. The robin and the bluebird began to sing on top of the lodge. The stream began to murmur at the door, and the fragrance of opening flowers became softly and on the breeze. The lodge faded away, and Peboan sank down and dissolved into the tiny streams of water that vanished under the brown leaves of the forest. Thus the spirit of winter departed, and where he had melted away, there the Indian children gathered for the first blossom, fragrant and delicately pink, the modest spring beauty. Isn't that a nice story? It's a good story to tell. It gives you an idea. It gives the little guys and little girls an idea that it's joyful to go from one season to the next. And not bad at all. It's good for all of us. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and I've just read three stories, one by Hans Christian Andersen. One of them was an Ojibwe tale, and the other one was another Native American tale. I couldn't find the name of the tribe right off the bat, but isn't it fun to hear these stories? I like reading the stories to you. I'm not the greatest reader in the world, but I enjoy doing it. And I hope that the little guys and little girls have an opportunity to sit around the radio. Kind of harkens back to the day when I was a little guy or a little, I had a sister that was a little girl. And it reminds me of the tales that we used to listen to. Unfortunately, so many of the tales we listened to were kind of scary. The Shadow Knows. You remember? Well, you're probably not as old as I am, but that was one of the shows that I listened to. Hey, we have another phone call. Let's go to the phones and see what we got.
Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, I would like to let people know that I have a washer and dryer I would like to get rid of.
Okay.
It's a Whirlpool washer and dryer. Like, so we, it still works. So my grandson moved out of his apartment and he couldn't use the one he had. So we bought his, and now we're going to sell these.
Okay. Now, and they both work fine?
They both work fine, yeah.
All right.
Like I said, they're working. I unplugged them and they'll be fine.
Okay. And your phone number?
740-225-3994.
Let me read this back to you. Make sure we got the right information.
Okay.
You have a washer and a dryer. They're both Whirlpool, and they both work fine. And your phone number is 740-225-3994. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, well, I hope we can get somebody to give you a buzz. Thanks.
All righty.
Thanks
thank
for calling
you,
Swap Shop. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's the most calls we've had in a day, probably for 8 months, my guess is. We have four things. Let me go back over the things that we have to swap. We have a gentleman, Big Al. He's got razors, pocket knives, money, currency, all sorts of things. If you're looking, if you're one of those people that likes to collect old stuff, he's got it. Give him a call and ask him, you know, if you're looking for an old dollhouse. I bet he probably knows where to find that. Anyway, razors, pocket knives, money, currency, for sure. He's going to have an inside sale at 1037 Bermuda Drive, 740-383-6587. That's 740-383-6587. We have a gentleman selling for a friend a kitchen table. He believes it's wooden. It's got some chairs with it, and he wasn't quite sure how many, but at least four. 740-914-0464. 740-914-0464. We also have a gentleman that's trying to sell an indoor brown carpet. It's 9x7. He's looking for about $20. 9x7, good shape. 740-361-0362. 740-361-0362. And the gentleman that just called in, he has a washer, a Whirlpool washer and dryer, so you'll be supporting local people. A Whirlpool washer and dryer, both of them work. He's trying to get rid of those. 740-225-3994. 740-225-3994. Okay, so you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, or you might be listening worldwide on the internet. Now, it's going to be a little tough for you to, if you live in Barcelona, Spain, like a gentleman that listened last week, going to be tough for you to get over here and pick up the items that you want to buy. But hey, we try to have some fun. If you live here in Marion, give those folks a call and see if you can't help them out. They're just trying to clean the house out, right? That washer and dryer sounds good to me because our washing machine is in bad shape. But I may call him after work. All right. You're listening to WWGH, and the time right now is 12:55, and we'll be getting out of here in about 4.5 minutes. And I hope you enjoyed listening to the stories about spring. Spring starts on March 20th, March 20th at 5:37 in the morning. Really early spring start this year. Sometimes it comes as early as the 19th, but not usually. But most of the time, I would say it's on the 21st of March. But this year, it's early. And make sure to get your plants ready. I've got several of my plants already growing in my basement. They're legal plants. They're not bad plants. And I'll be putting some of them out within the month. Some of the ones that like the cold weather. There are a few of them that I have that like the cold weather, and I'll be putting them out in my garden. I'm going to do a better job this year with my gardening. I'm terrible with weeding. I love to put them in. I love to see the straight rows of the little green sprouts shooting up. That's the last time I take much care about them. This year, I'm going to be good. I'm going to try to mulch so that I don't have wild, crazy stuff growing around them. We're going to see if I can get more tomatoes. We had several tomatoes last year, but not like my neighbors. I have neighbors that get, 40 tomatoes off a single plant. I'm lucky to get 5. So anyway, we're going to do that, and I'm looking forward to it. I love spring. I love the gardening, the idea of gardening. I don't like the idea of getting down on my knees and plucking out those weeds. But we're going to do the best we can this year. Last year, I don't think I got a single zucchini from my zucchini plant, but I sure had a big bunch of leaves. So I must have done something wrong in my fertilizing. Now, I fertilize with natural fertilizer. I don't use chemical stuff. So maybe I need to check out what I do fertilize with. We were talking, one of these stories was about strawberries. And I'm hoping to do better with my strawberries this year. My strawberries were not very strong last year. I got maybe 3 or 4 strawberries off my plant. But I only have one plant growing. It did send a couple shoots out. But those shoots, maybe they're going to sprout this year. But they didn't give me any fruit last year. I just like watching it, I give myself an attaboy every time a little plant pops up, and I give myself a big attaboy every time a plant gives me some fruit or some vegetable that I can eat off of it. And my wife and I both like vegetables. Now, I can raise herbs with the best of them. I've got oregano. I've got sage. I've got, I get basil when I plant it, and I get it more than I want. Parsley everywhere. Mint, be careful of mint. Mint will take over, but I've learned to just rip it out, and that way it doesn't take over. Well, it does if you let it, but I'm getting rid of it slowly but surely. But I got herbs coming out of my ears. I have so many herbs, and my wife and I don't eat very many herbs. Now, I do like basil with this. Spaghetti and that sort of thing. My wife isn't a big basil fan, so anyway, I just enjoy chopping it up and putting it on my lasagna or something like that, just because I knew I grew it. It's fun. Well, I hope you have a wonderful spring, and I hope you have lots of plants. And lots of tomatoes. And next week we're going to have Fred on with, he's going to talk about, Fred Malone, he's going to talk about inaugural stuff around several of our more recent presidents. I think we got through Lincoln last time, and we're going to get a little bit farther along. So you have a great day, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP.